Phoebe ran up, holding the tiny kitten, a ball of pale orange, in her arms. Caroline reached out and smoothed her hair, smiling.
"Can we keep him?" she asked.
"No," Caroline replied, as she always did. "Aunt Doro's allergic."
"Mom,"
Phoebe complained, but she was distracted at once by the wind, the beautiful table. She tugged on Doro's silky sleeve.
"Aunt Doro, it's my cake."
"Mine too," Doro said, putting one arm around Phoebe's shoulders. "I'm going on a trip, don't forget, so it's my cake too, and your mother's and Al's because they've been married 5 years.
"I'm coming on the trip," Phoebe said.
"Oh no, sweetie," Doro said, "not this time. This is a grown-up trip, honey, for me and Trace." Phoebe's expression was touched with a disappointment as acute as her earlier joy. Mercurial, quicksilver, whatever she felt in each moment was the world.
"Hey, sweetie," Al said, squatting down. "What do you think? You think that kitty cat might like some cream?"
She fought a smile and then gave in, nodding, distracted for the moment from her loss.
"Great," Al said, taking her hand, winking at Caroline.
"Don't take that cat inside," Caroline warned. She filled a tray with glasses and moved among her guests, still marveling. She was Caroline Simpson, mother of Phoebe, wife of Al, organizer of protests, a different person altogether from the timid woman who had stood in a silent, snow-swept office 13 years ago with an infant in her arms. She turned to look at the house, the pale brick strangely vivid against the graying sky. "It's my house," she thought, echoing Phoebe's earlier chant. She smiled at her next thought, strangely apropos. "I'm confirmed." Sandra was laughing with Doro by the honeysuckle bush, and Mrs. Soulard was walking up the alley with a vase full of lilies. Trace, wind pushing his gray hair into his face, cupped a match in his hand, trying to light the candles. The flames flickered, sputtered, but finally held, illuminating the white linen tablecloth, the small transparent votive cups, the vase of white flowers, the whipped cream cake. Cars rushed past, muted by the laughing voices, the fluttering leaves. For a moment, Caroline stood still, thinking of Al, his hands reaching for her in the darkness of the night to come. "This is happiness," she told herself. "This is what happiness means." The party lasted until 11. Doro and Trace lingered after the last guests had left, carrying trays of cups and leftover cake, vases of flowers, putting tables and chairs away in the garage. Phoebe was asleep by then. Al had carried her inside after she dissolved into tears, tired and overstimulated, overcome with Doro's leaving, weeping with great heaving sobs that left her breathless.